docket is 100% commercial. The one he's actually living in is residential.
Okay. So we've got your other property is 100% residential. So the question is whether or not this one stays commercial.
Correct. Yeah, that's why I only appealed the dock board one.
Okay.
Can I say something?
Okay. Yeah, we're going to let the assessor speak to the issue as well. We want to let her have her say as well. You understand? Noah, so go ahead. Make sure you can hear. If you can't hear, please tell us.
Okay. So you were, on the other rulings that you've done, you've made it clear that if they have a residence they're living in, that everything else was going to be, if it was in rental programs, would be 100% commercial. And so you've already made that ruling, I think, a couple times now. And I'm not sure how we're going to go back.
Well, the board's been talking about this because of the fact we don't want to penalize Stanley County residents. On the flip side, if they're using the property, it's hard to argue that if they have a residence that they're using one of the other ones also as a residence as here. But
if a motel owner and his family live in the motel.
Hold on. I'm certainly going to give you all the time you need, but just hold on for a second. Go ahead.
If a motel owner lives in an apartment in his hotel, how do we do that?
Rents an apartment in his hotel.
Stays in one of the rooms, basically. Stays in that.
You got 50 rooms. You got one that you're renting, and 49 are used for commercial purposes.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you say that, but some of these people, as you know, we spoke of earlier today, they have like 17 of these properties, and so their rooms add up to the same amount as that motel guy, and they're getting a bigger break.
Well, we're talking about the first one.
I mean, we can look on Beacon and see what kind of property it is. A house and a hotel are two different things.
Because what you were trying to do was to help people who were going to stay there in their own property, but had to go like hundreds of miles away to go to their real residence. But like the guy from Louisiana on Monday, he bought a residence here too. And then you gave him 4 commercial, and we kept his one residence at completely residential.
Well, I mean,
it shouldn't matter where you...
The only difference on that one was he affirmatively said he didn't stay in any of the other ones, but...
But he's paying taxes in Louisiana.
He is. But we have his first one is he actually has a residence here now, right?
Right. But if you were in Stone County, you'd be paying taxes there too. Hmm. So I mean, I don't see why you would change where you were at before. I'm just confused.
Discussion.
To me, it seems more consistent the way we're thinking about doing it. His residence is Seth's Residential's Briggs, I think. He stated it's his residence. He has a second home that he stays occasionally at that home, and then he also puts it in, may occasionally use it as a nightly rental.
Do we have a percentage of how much he's using it as nightly rental?
Well, then we're going to get into the self-reporting of how many hours that you're doing. I mean, that's what we were trying to avoid in the first place. But, I mean, to be consistent with what we've done this year, we probably have to put 100% commercial, but the board obviously is 3 members, and we have it, you know, we can go back on the person in Louisiana, I suppose, and amend that decision if we wanted to. But I think we've already set the decision out. I don't if we can, actually. Do you guys know the answer to that question? If we made it an earlier session, can we amend, go back to an earlier session and amend the decision?
And you have another case just like this?
Why don't I do this with respect to, I mean, I would make a motion if the board wants to further discuss this issue, perhaps, is to table his, put him on another day, and let's, because I want to make sure we're consistent with what we're doing.
I agree.
Yeah. So.
Second. I've had to move that motion to do
okay.
That.
Noah, we, because you're raising the issue of being a Taney County resident and having rental property here, we want to be consistent with what we're doing, and I think I've made a motion to table it, and I've had a second, and so I think we're going to table it and put this on another day so that we can have some time to go through our decisions that we made in the past so we can figure that part out. Okay? You have to understand, you just have two properties. We do have properties, and the assessor has, you know, some legitimate concerns about. You know, we have people that have, as she said, 17 different rental properties in Taney County. You know, so that's, and if they put them all in, if they use them for long-term leases or some other purpose, this doesn't have anything to do with it. It's only when they use them for nightly rental that it becomes into play. But in any event, there's been a motion to table and we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. What day can we move this back to? Do you want to put it on the 26th, or you're going to be here on the 26th, but not the 27th.
Right.
Is that right? Let's put it back. Can we put it on the 26th? Is there a date, Noah, that you're not going to be available?
I should be available at least sometime on the 26th. That's the date you're considering.
That is the date we're considering.
I apologize for not being there in person. My plan was to be. I just did not receive any mail or phone call correspondence from the clerk's office, and a friend of mine just happened to call me 15 minutes before this.
No, that's right. You're fine, Noah. Don't worry about that. We'll...
So at 1 o'clock on the 26th?
Would 1 o'clock on the 26th work?
If it could be, is it possible to be early in the morning? I don't know what time you guys start meeting.
What time do we start that day?
11 that morning.
We could probably do... I mean, we could do 11:30, and I mean, we'd probably fit it in there. I mean, these phone calls usually don't take 15 minutes.
About
11:30.
All right.
11:30 on the 26th. I hope 11:30 works. I haven't gotten my work schedule for sure on that day, but I will try and make it.
Okay, we think we understand what your situation is, Noah. I mean, we're going to be talking about this. While in session, of course, about as to how we're going to treat these, but we want to be consistent with you and everybody else, okay?
Yes, right. That makes sense. To me, just hearing it, and I know you guys probably thought, you know, you've thinking about this much more than I have, but to me it seems wrong and not an equal application of the law and equal protection under the law to have residents of Taney County be penalized for being residents of Taney County.
No, and we're focused more, when we're talking about these, we're focused more on use, okay? And it's harder to, I think the line of logic is, it's harder to argue that you're using the other property as a residence as well when you already live and have a residence in Taney County, whereas people that are out of the county, it makes more sense. But as Greg points out, what if you're just across the line in Stone County? I get it. I get the argument. But it's just a question of, and we're going to go through it, and we'll make a decision, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I think we ought to sit and talk about that maybe after we get through the rest of these today, maybe talk about it for a few minutes. All right. The next one I had, or the last teleconference, and then we got to go back to some in-persons that didn't show, it looks like, is BOE 194, and this is a trophy run.
What are they contesting?
What is what?
I asked what they were.
I don't know.
I didn't have these yesterday.
Classification.
So that, another nightly rental?
Well, it's one of the fractional condominiums out of Trophy Run. I mean, that's what they're sold for, is fractional usage.
So what?
So like a timeshare.
So there were some fractionals.
But they're selling them on what, a monthly?
Does it fractional mean like
12
pieces?
Yeah.
Is this a timeshare? I don't.
Well, it's not a timeshare.
It can't be a timeshare if you
no,
own
it's,
it.
Well, it's fractional, so it's a 12th ownership. So you get a month out of the year.
Okay. So this one we're talking about for Flieger, he doesn't own 8208 Crooked Stick Drive?
That, he owns a 12th of it, the, it sounds like, or a 10th of it, or whatever.
Well, we'll have to have him verify that, but those were sold as fractional units.
But they don't put people's names on a fractional.
Are there 12 people that are listed that own?
Yeah, they give them a 1/12. It's kind of like a timeshare, dude. They give them a 1/52nd.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God. What the most of the timeshare companies have gone to, because they were trying to get out of the foreclosure issue, is that they've gone to this trust thing where you own a piece of the, you own a piece of property in a trust, as opposed to an, and so they're all trying to convert all of their people that own an actual deeded week, they're trying to convert them into this new program, and they, anyway, won't even go into that. But what they used to be were all deeded interest. That's what gave timeshare, at least according to the timeshare gurus, and when they started, gave its legitimacy, because you actually own a piece of real estate. Now it's more questionable, in my opinion, because you own some piece of a trust that owns real estate. And so they don't have to go through the foreclosure process. That's what they do.
But this, again, the way that it's deeded, at least on the CAMA system, this is one guy owning the building, or building, owning that parcel. That's it.
Could be. I don't know.
Like if you look up the address, it shows up under his name. Nobody else's.
Okay. So this is a building?
Well,
what is this?
So his property description may still say that it's, because on here it's got the fractional on here.
If it says one,
his legal description.
Yeah, if his legal description says 1/12 of or 1/10 of, then that's a, it's probably a fractional. That's correct.
It just says amended plat of Trophy Run.
Dave, you were in that business.
I was.
Yeah.
Do you plat it differently when you do something like that? Or?
No, it's not. It's not platted any differently. But the people, when they get their deed, they get a percentage interest in that particular unit. That's when
so
they get their deed. So
when I look up Rocking Chair Loop, there are multiples out there that are in vacation rental. So I would assume his can be as well.
I don't know. We'll just have to call and find out, I guess.
Well, we could. The expert on this would be Kathy.
So if he's the owner and there's 12 timeshare, do you have like a HOA?
Usually the HOA, and this was part of the, I mean, back when Shrahan was here too, that there was this fight about how you classify these, because the developers were keeping certain, they had certain weeks within the year, and so they were then renting them out. And so who's paying the bill, and what are they? Are they commercial? And if one person in that unit decides to put theirs in a nightly rental program and the other 51 use it just as a vacation, do you classify them all as commercial? Well, no, that's not fair. So we had, that's when they started coming in, or they would just have the associations report how many weeks or how many days out of the year they were renting, or how many nights out of the year they were renting those things, and then they would assess the property as a whole. And so we're trying to get away from that self-report thing.
Right. This says it's an amended plat, though.